Welcome to the Padres postgame show on the Padres Radio Network. Coming up, we'll deliver a full recap of the game with highlights, player interviews, and we'll take you down to the manager's office to hear from Jay Stingler. Plus, an update on the scores from around baseball, final comments from the radio booth, and of course, your phone calls. You can call us at 833-288-0973. Catch it all here on the Padres Radio Network.
We talked about it on the pregame show. The Padres needed to get out of the gates quickly, but the Padres didn't just get out of the gates quickly. They moved at the speed of light out of the All-Star break. Where do I start with this? I mean, so much happened tonight in the game and the win over the Nationals, 24-8. I couldn't believe it when I heard Jesse Agler say that to close out the broadcast. I thought I heard it wrong, but of course I didn't hear it wrong because the Padres did indeed score 24 runs tonight. Let me just set up the postgame show real quick. We are scheduled to hear from Jake Cronenworth tonight on this postgame show, so stay tuned for that. We're going to hear from Jake Cronenworth. He's doing an interview on Bally Sports San Diego right now. We're going to hear from that interview as well, so we're going to take you to that as soon as possible. We're also going to hear from manager Jay Stingler, and I believe we may have Jake Cronenworth calling in right now. So Thomas is going to do that. And we're going to figure out what's going on the phones right now. But, I mean, Jake Cronenworth, what can you say about him tonight? He has done everything since he's taken over for this team and since he's been a part of this lineup. And, Thomas, what are we doing? All right. We are joined by the third player in Padres history to hit for the cycle, Jake Cronenworth. First off, Jake, this has been an amazing week for you. You were selected to your first All-Star game, and now you have hit for the third cycle in Padres history. Can you even put this week into words?
No, it's been a pretty special week. And, yeah, I guess I couldn't have started off a better way.
Yeah, I know that Annie Halbrin just told you you're in the company of Joe DiMaggio and Brooks Robinson, so that has to feel amazing. You had tonight you had all the difficult things, the triple, the double, the homer. All you needed was that single. What was going through your mind with a single to go when you stepped in the box?
Somehow find a way to put a ball in play and hopefully it falls somewhere.
Absolutely. I mean, I put up on my Twitter, like, what is he going to do? Is he going to bloop? Is he going to get a liner? Is he going to get a grounder through the side? And you got an infield single, but the third cycle in Padres history. What can you say about the team win tonight, scoring 24 runs, coming out of the All-Star break hot? What can you say about your team?
Yeah, it seemed like 1-9, everybody was having quality at-bats, and we'll kind of start it off with that grand slam, and it felt like things just started rolling after that.
All right, Jake Cronenworth joining us with us here on the Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan. Last one for me, Jake. I know that Will Myers has the other cycle, or he has one of the other cycles in Padres history. He's in the dugout with you. Did he give you any advice when you were heading up to the plate in the sixth?
No. After I got it, I told him I was trying to be like him. So,
well, appreciate. I know you're very busy, Jake, and appreciate you joining us here on the Padres postgame show after an amazing night for you and your team. So, go enjoy it with your team, and we'll be catching up with you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you, Jake Cronenworth, for joining us here on the postgame show. I really appreciate him calling in right after he does the interview on TV, and now he's probably headed over to do an interview with the Padres media, the Padres Zoom. So thank you to the Padres staff. Thank you to Adam Klug for getting Jake Cronenworth on the phone. He's probably a little bit in a whirlwind right now. I mean, I can only imagine going from the All-Star game to a game against the Nationals and getting the cycle, hitting for the cycle, being the third Padre in history to do that, being told that you are in the company of Joe DiMaggio and Brooks Robinson. Things are probably swirling up there in Jake Cronenworth's head. So this has been an awesome night for the Padres, an awesome night for Padres fans, Jake Cronenworth, Will Myers, Tommy Pham. We have to, like, talk about everyone and everything that happened tonight. So let me just tell you what they did tonight that is on the record books. The Padres have eclipsed their most runs scored this season by outdoing themselves in their 16 runs against the Mariners at Petco Park on May 21st. They set their single-game franchise record for most runs with 24 tonight. Jake Cronenworth, who we just talked to, joined in an ultra-exclusive, super-fancy, password-only baseball history club by hitting for the cycle with the other two that we just talked about, Joe DiMaggio and Brooks Robinson. And speaking of Will Myers, he had a career-high 7 RBIs tonight and a grand slam. Tommy Pham was just a triple away from the cycle. And according to Jesse Agler, Pham is also just the second Padre ever to score 5 runs in a game. And the Padres set one more record tonight with the longest 9-inning game in Padres history. The game tonight was 4 hours and 15 minutes. So lots happened tonight in the game. And I appreciate Jake Cronenworth joining us here on the Padres postgame show after a 24-8 win over the Nationals. Like I said, the Padres did not just run out of the gates. They moved at the speed of light out of the gates in the All-Star break. So we're going to reset when we get back. We have a ton of stuff to go through in this postgame show. So please stick around. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. If you want to tweet me, you can, at Matt Scraby. And we will get back here in about 3 minutes, and we're going to go through all the fun, all the highlights.
Padres Radio Network.
All right. Everybody's still having fun out there? Everybody's still feeling good after a 24-run output by the Padres tonight? It's amazing. I really don't even have words to say what happened tonight. And Jake Cronenworth, appreciate him again joining us here on the postgame show right out the gate. I mean, we were expecting him a little bit later, but Darren Feeney of the Padres got him on the phones with us really early, and we appreciate that. So we will be revisiting that interview a little bit later in the postgame show. We got his thoughts on going for the cycle, whether or not Will Myers gave him advice, and what his week's been like going from the All-Star game to hitting the cycle, being mentioned in the same group as Joe DiMaggio and Brooks Robinson. If that was me, I would just call it a, life. I'd be like, all right, I'm hanging up the cleats because I've done all that I can do. But Jake Cronenworth has plenty more to get done here as a Padre and in baseball. All right, let's go through the highlights and hear everything that happened tonight.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with our game highlights presented by Eco Water SoCal. What's in your water? Find out online at ecowatersocal.com and schedule your free water test today. That's ecowatersocal.com.
That would be my cue. I was just listening to that. But everyone ready for a lot of happy Padres highlights? Because we got a ton of them starting in the first inning. We're going all the way back to the first inning, which seemed like it started yesterday. Trent Grisham, he leads the game off with a walk. Then Fernando Tatis Jr. grounded into a fielder's choice. Trey Turner elected to go to second to get the lead runner. But all that did was set up Fernando Tatis Jr. to steal his 21st base of the season. While he was stealing second, the throw went in center field, and Tatis reached third on the throwing error. That put Manny Machado in the box with Tatis just 90 feet away.
First pitch on the way. Manny with a slow ground ball to third. That could be trouble. Mercer charging. Bare hand. Throw to first. Not in time. Manny beats it out. An infield single to get home the first run of the night. And the Padres lead it 1-0 on an infield single by Manny Machado.
So Manny Machado puts the game at 1-0. Tommy Pham reached first on a soft grounder, but it moved Manny to second. And then it was 2 on and 2 out for Eric Hosmer.
29th pitch from Fetty on the way, and a ground ball through the left side, a base hit for Haas. Machado on his way home, he will score. Pham stops at third, RBI single Eric Hosmer, a great at bat, and a 2-0 Padre lead.
Great job by Eric Hosmer, in, as we were talking about. Then on that last pitch, they think, okay, maybe we've given ourselves a little bit of breathing room to go to a different spot. They leave that pitch outer half, and Eric stays right on it, drives it opposite field, for the RBI single. He remains one of the best in baseball over the last 2 years, Jesse, at driving in runs, especially with two outs, hitting .321 this season in those situations. He comes through again.
Then with Hosmer on first and Pham on third, the Padres went a little old school.
Two-seamer cutter.
This pitch is up and away. Hosmer took off. Now trying to score from third is Pham. The throw back home, not in time. Padres pull it off again. Boy, all season long with runners on the corners, they have had those plays on, and they have worked beautifully. Hosmer ends up at second base. Pham scores, and now a 3-0 lead here in the first.
And the first inning, like you just heard Jesse Agler say, saw three runs scored by the Padres offense in a fantastic start to the second half, is what we said until Escobar led off the inning with a single. Trey Turner walked, setting up Juan Soto with no outs and two Nationals on base, down three runs.
First pitch on the way. Soto hits it in the air, deep to right field. Myers going back, looking up. It is going to go. For the second consecutive start, Chris Paddock has given up a first inning three-run homer to Juan Soto. And this is a 3-3 game in the bottom of the first.
At this point, I was seeing a lot of Chris Paddock DFA talk on Twitter, and I can understand why people are frustrated, and, you know, I can, again, understand that. But let's wait until the end of the game before we fire him. I mean, he figured it out. He has tons of room for improvement from tonight's start, but today he was able to figure it out after he had a rough start. You got to give him credit for being able to come back and do that after giving up that home run in the first inning. He probably thought, oh no, here we go again. Another eight runs I'm going to give up. People are going to boo me. I'm going to hear it from Washington, D.C. But no, he turned it around. So let's wait on the DFA talk for now. Top of the second started with a Caratini walk, then a Paddock sacrifice bunt, then Grisham and Tatis both walked, and the bases were loaded. The Nationals replaced Eric Fetty with Andres Machado, and the Padre of the night, Jake Cronenworth, added to the scoring.
Here's the 2-2 to Cronenworth, and that is down the left field line for a base hit. Harrison had it played well, but kind of slips as he went to pick it up. A couple of runs are going to come in and score. Padres get a pair here in the top of the second inning, thanks in part at least to Josh Harrison losing his footing down the left field line. Cronenworth ends up at second base as Caratini and Grisham cross the plate, and the Padres are back in front 5-3.
So at this point, we really didn't know how special tonight was going to be, but with runners on second and third with one out and Manny Machado, he walked to load the bases again. You get runners off the bases and you load them right back up. Tommy Pham grounded out to make it two outs in the top of the second, but Eric Hosmer, who was slowly warming up, drove in another run to make it 6-3. The Nationals then replaced Andres Machado with Paulo Espino, and Will Myers was looking to break this game wide open.
3-1 to Myers. Runners lead at all three stations. The pitch to Will is swung on, hit in the air. Deep to left field. Way back. Gonna go! A grand slam for Will Myers. Sixth of the season for the Padres. And Will with his 11th homer of the year. They get the big hit. It is 10-3 San Diego in the second inning.
Will got himself into a good hitter's count. Got the pitch he was looking for. It was the same pitch that he had fouled back a couple of pitches previously. This time he didn't miss it, though. Slam Diego in full effect.
At this point, the MLB app just completely lost itself. It said, Thomas Andrews showed me one of the pop-ups that he got, and it said they scored five runs in an inning. I mean, it really said Juan Soto homered in the top of the inning. It was just crazy. But with that grand slam in the second inning for Will Myers, that gives the San Diego Padres 13 grand slams since the start of last season. The other team in Major League Baseball in double figures in the grand slams during this span is the Atlanta Braves with 10. The second inning closed out, but it did see seven Padres cross the plate. Now we move to the top of the third. Jake Cronenworth with the double out of the way saw cycle in his sights.
And I think they'll hear it. Listen to anybody.
4-1 pitch is a hung curveball ripped down the right field line and just fair headed towards the corner. Tatis is on his way to third. He's being waved. Fernando's on his way home. He will score without a throw. And Jake Cronenworth all the way around to third base with an RBI triple. 11-3 Padres in the third. And now cycle watch is on for Jake Cronenworth.
I felt at the time, I was like, man, cycle watch is on in the third, but it definitely was on. In the fourth, Eric Hosmer doubled in Tommy Pham to make it 12-3. Oh, yeah, the Nationals scored one in the bottom of the fourth. In the top of the fifth, Jake Cronenworth got another leg of the cycle out of the way.
Lefty-lefty with Jake Cronenworth at the plate. Swings at the first pitch and just launches one out to deep right field. Soto going back, looking up, gonna go. Oh, boy. It is my duty to report that Jake Cronenworth is a single shy of the cycle. He has doubled, he has tripled, and he has now homered. And the Padres have scored in each of the first five innings. It is 13-4 San Diego.
All Jake Cronenworth now needs is a single for the cycle. And I'm going to settle in for the second time of the highlight segment because Tommy Pham led off the sixth with a home run to dead central, and it's 14-4 Padres. Eric Hosmer walked, and lost in all the scoring was the night from Will Myers, who did this.
About it. Myers hits this one in the air, deep down the right field line. Soto back to the corner, looking up, gonna go! A two-run shot for Will Myers. That pairs very nicely with the second inning grand slam. Will with his second of the night and his 12th of the season. A two-run shot. It is 16-4 here in the sixth. Home run derby has come back to Nationals Park.
That was a great line by Jesse Agler right there. That was the Will Myers' sixth RBI in the night, setting a new career high at that point. And you got to think it's kind of weird. The Nationals were in Petco Park last week or a few weeks ago, and Trent Grisham got the walk-off hit to win in that crazy Daniel Camarena game. He was forgotten, Trent Grisham, that is, because the big story was Daniel Camarena. In this game, Will Myers is going to be forgotten after a two-homer night, and he ends up, I'm just going to give you a little hint, he ends up with seven RBIs in the night, and Jake Cronenworth is going to take the shine, which is fine. I mean, hitting for the cycle for the third time in franchise history definitely does that, but I got to make sure Will Myers gets his love on the postgame show tonight. Still more to go here in the sixth inning. Caratini lined out for the first out. O'Grady walked. Trent Grisham reached on an error. And then Fernando Tatis Jr. said, I want to get in on all the fun.
Suero kicks and deals. And Tatis hits a hard ground ball through the left side for a base hit. O'Grady has scored. Grisham will come on in right behind him. A two-run single for Fernando Tatis Jr. This is an 18-4 game in the top of the sixth inning.
And believe it or not, that was not the biggest hit of the inning. Jake Cronenworth was up to bat, and he was looking for a single for the cycle.
Nothing going on Cronenworth, who I'm sure has the scouting report. Looking for a base hit to write himself into the history books, and a slow ground ball left side. That's going to get it done. Scooped up against the shift by Escobar, and an infield single for Jake Cronenworth. The third cycle in Padre history. And in the nation's capital tonight, Jake rakes.
And Jake was raking tonight. That was the third cycle in Padres history. We talked to Jake Cronenworth a little bit earlier to start off the postgame show. We're going to replay that interview for you a little bit later. We're also going to hear what the manager, Jace Tingler, said to the media after the game. Then the man who led off the inning, and we're still in the sixth, everybody. Tommy Pham singled, and Ha-Seong Kim scored. It was now 19-4 Padres. The bottom of the sixth was a valiant effort for the Nationals, and Juan Soto hit his second dinger of the game, but it was a solo shot, 19-5, and I'm just going to fast forward to the end of the inning. The Nationals scored four, and the game was still lopsided in favor of the Padres, 19-8. The top of the eighth was another big inning for the Padres. Will Myers singled and pick up another RBI to extend the lead. We are not done yet. I mean, it keeps coming. Here's a trivia question for everyone. Who drove in the Padres' record-breaking run for a single game in franchise history? That's the question. The answer is this.
0-1. Here's the pitch. O'Grady swings, hits it on the ground, through the left side, and a base hit. That'll get Rivas home. And for the first time in franchise history, Padres put up 21, and they'll make it 22. Will Myers comes in to score, a two-run single for Brian O'Grady, and a new single-game franchise record, 22 runs. Scored by the San Diego Padres.
And the answer to that question of the who drove in the record-breaking run would be Brian O'Grady. We're almost done with the highlights, but I don't think anybody's tired of him because the Padres are just continuing. I think they're still scoring. Grisham added on another run with an RBI single to make it 23-8, and the Padres are done scoring, right? Wrong. In the top of the ninth, even Jorge Mateo got in on the fun and hit a solo shot to make it 24-8, and after 4 hours and 15 minutes, setting another Padres record for longest nine-inning game in franchise history. The Padres closed it out.
24-8 in the bottom of the ninth. The one pitch is popped up and towards first. Caratini slides and he makes the catch. Onto the advertising in front of the first base coach's box. Victor Caratini looking like a gold glove first baseman. And that will end the game. No runs, couple of hits, and a man left for the Nats in the bottom of the ninth. An historic night in Washington as the Padres beat the Nationals 24-8. 4 hours and 15 minutes after it began, the Padres go 1-0 in the second half of the season.
I don't know about you out there, but I am exhausted after that highlight segment. 24 runs, 22 hits, no errors for the Padres. Chris Paddock gets the win for them. He went five innings, five hits, gave up four in runs, and struck out two, but he still was able to pick up the win. And we'll go through everything in the rest of the post-game show because there are a lot of the scorecards look crazy right now. I'm seeing a lot of different names that I've never seen before on the national side, and I'm seeing names on the San Diego side that I have not seen before. But the Padres win 24-8, set several records. We'll mention that plenty more going on in the post-game show. So if you're just tuning in right now, we will reset everything when we come back from the next break. But right now, we are going to go out and talk with Coach John Quintero. He is on the station noon to 3 here on 97.3 The Fan. Coach, 24-8, Jake Cronenworth hits for a cycle and all is forgotten. Will Myers, two home runs tonight, a grand slam, and that is forgotten. Where do we even start with this game tonight?
Well, I think you really got to start with Cronenworth. It's only been done three times in franchise history, and you know how he got that last hit, kind of comical, but you know what? It's hard to get a hit in Major League Baseball. You'll take it any way you can get it. And, you know, I'm really happy for Jake. You know, I went on MLB.com, and they got a picture of him up there. And, you know, I'm really glad this guy's getting a little publicity. You know, getting to go to his first All-Star game and ended up playing first base the other night for Freddie Freeman. But, you know, he gets overlooked on this ball club because of Tatis and because of Manny Machado. And he's had a great start to his career. I mean, here's a guy that came over as one of the guys in the Tommy Pham deal, and we didn't know a year ago, Matt, whether or not he was going to make the ball club out of spring training. You know, you're dealing with the pandemic, and he ends up making it. They had 26 guys on the roster. He gets an opportunity to play first base because Eric Hosmer's got a gastrointestinal issue there for a while. He played great, found his way over to second base, and he hasn't turned loose of that job since early last year. And I'm really happy for him. He's a gamer, and he comes to the ballpark every day to try to find a way to beat the opponent.
He absolutely does. We talked to him on the postgame show a little bit earlier, right after he talked with Annie Halbrin on the field for Bally Sports San Diego. And basically, Annie said, you know what? You are now in the same class as Joe DiMaggio and Brooks Robinson. How do you feel about that? Like, whenever you're mentioned with those two guys, you must have done something that you'll probably never do again.
Yeah, those are the only two players that have ever hit for the cycle the first game back after the All-Star break. So, you know, that's when he sees that in the paper, I'm sure his family will cut that out and put it into his scrapbook. But, you know, tonight was just a great night. What a great way to start the second half. I had said on the talk show today, the Padres really need to get a whole lot more out of Eric Hosmer and Will Myers. And, you know, Eric Hosmer had a heck of a ball game, and they got him out early tonight. But he went 3-for-4, drove in 3 tonight, was on another time via the base on balls. And Will Myers, just a banner night, 2 dingers and 7 RBIs. Good way for those two guys that, you know, had, you know, very so-so first half, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that you were, when you were filling in for Gwen and Chris this week, I know that you had talked about that. I got a few DMs saying that, telling me what you said, and it wasn't anything bad. I just know that you were talking about it on the show this week. But Chris Paddock, I mean, he came out and he was spotted 3 runs early, and then he immediately gave it right back with a Juan Soto home run. So, and right after that, I said earlier in the postgame show that I give him credit because he was able to lock it down. And he was able to get through 5 innings, which was huge for this bullpen. What do you think is going on with Chris Paddock? And I'm not saying that he had a bad start. He may have had a bad start to this game, but I'm not saying his overall start was bad.
Well, Chris Paddock right now is pitching like a number 5 guy in the rotation. And that's, when you look at his numbers, I mean, he's got a 5.49 ERA. I mean, those numbers don't lie, like hitters. I mean, if guys are hitting 250, they're hitting 250. You can't make them 350 hitters. And, you know, his numbers tonight, after the first inning, he pitched pretty well. But, again, in a lot of ball games, you give up 3 runs in the first inning, you're taking your ball club out of the ball game. So, you know, tonight they were able to overcome it. I mean, Washington, that Washington team, this is how managers get fired. Is by the way Washington played tonight. I mean, Davey Martinez, I don't know how much heat he's under, but they were 5 games under coming into tonight, and that was a deplorable effort tonight by the Washington Nationals. I don't want to take anything away from the Padres, but Eric Fetty, their starter, he was less than brilliant. He couldn't even get through the second inning there last night. They drop a fly ball down the left field line. I mean, they just had a bad night. And we'll see how they come back tomorrow. They may be real tough tomorrow, but, you know, it was a great win for the Padres. I'm glad to see a lot of the guys have an opportunity to get their bats going. I mean, think about this. They score all these runs tonight, and Tatis has one hit, and Machado has one hit. Both those guys, of course, got taken out of the ball game early. But you know what, man? I'm going to tell you, one guy I'm really happy for tonight, and maybe he'll sleep a little bit better, is Jorge Mateo. I really like Jorge Mateo. I know it's hard for him to get at-bats and get playing time on this team. And when he has, you know, he's struggled because, you know, he just hadn't gotten consistent playing time at all. We kind of knew that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, and it's unfortunate he doesn't have any options left, because he would be a great guy to go down in AAA, get a bunch of work in, come back and really help this ball club. But he had a long home run in his last at-bat tonight. And, you know, I don't know if that's going to get him going, but I just know I felt bad for him because he's really been struggling. It's been hard to get opportunities, and hopefully that home run makes him feel a little bit better and maybe help him get going a little bit, because that kid has a tremendous amount of talent, and I can see why the Padres are trying to do everything possible to keep him on the roster, because the kid does have a lot of talent, just not getting a lot of playing time.
We talked about it in the pregame show. I talked about with Jesse Agler and the Padres and their base, what they do on the bases, and whether or not they're going to be more aggressive here in the second half. Well, they came out the gate looking like they're going to be more aggressive here in the second half, because Fernando Tatis Jr. got his 21st steal. And then they did the double steal with Eric Hosmer going to second, Tommy Pham scoring on the way home. I don't know that teams do this anymore. And so I'm wondering, why do you think the Padres do this? I mean, obviously it works, but if it's working for the Padres, I don't understand why teams wouldn't do it around baseball.
Well, because a lot of these teams don't have the athleticism of the San Diego Padres. I mean, you mentioned two guys right there. I mean, Hosmer's not the swiftest of foot, but, you know, he's a guy that, you know, knows how to run the bases a little bit. But go to the other two guys you mentioned. Fernando Tatis Jr., I mean, probably the most dangerous base runner in baseball right now. And Tommy Pham's fearless. Tommy Pham is not afraid to, you know, get the job done. And the thing is, the Padres, man, when they show up at the ballpark, they're looking. They got great secondary leads. They're looking for any little advantage they can get in the running game to take advantage of it against their opponent. So they're not standing there flat-footed when they're on the base. They're looking. They're leaning on those pitches, on breaking balls. They're leaning. They're trying to get that good secondary lead, and that's what you have to do. If you don't do those things when those balls are in the dirt, you're a half second slow, and a lot of times that'll determine whether or not you're out or safe. So the Padres are eager. They're aggressive. And every once in a while, it's going to backfire, and they're going to look not real smart on the bases. But you know what? More times than not, they've come up with some big base running plays all year long, whether it's in steals, taking the extra base on a ball in the dirt, or going first to third, or scoring from second base on a ball to left field.
Absolutely. The last thing I have for you is with James Norwood. He was the guy who finished out the game for the Padres pitching. He went two innings. He didn't give up any runs. He had two strikeouts. He could throw hard. Chris and I talked to him on Friar Friday a few weeks ago. I'm just curious to see what you think about him.
I think he's got a really good arm. And it's funny you ask me that question, because when I'm watching him pitch tonight, I'm saying, you know, this is great. Now, here's a guy that's got great ability, 6'2", 215, 27 years old. They got him from the Cub organization. I mean, he's not logged a lot of innings. I mean, going into tonight, I think he'd thrown 26 big league innings. So anytime you can get a young guy in there at the big league level, this is not AAA baseball. You still got to make quality pitches, even in a blowout. And Norwood gave up four hits tonight. But again, he's going to be a little bit better, hopefully, the next time out from where he was tonight, just gaining valuable experience, you know, kind of as a mop-up man. But that's okay. He's in the big leagues. Believe me, he'd much rather be in the big leagues being a mop-up man than being a closer down in El Paso. But you know what? Good arm, got some things to work on, but he does have some ability, and hopefully Larry Rothschild and the staff can get the best out of him. So just another power arm that A.J. Preller plucked when he was on waivers from the Chicago Cubs.
Well, tonight was a very, very, very fun night for Padres and for Padres fans. The Padres beat the Nationals 24-8. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight, Coach, on the Padres post-game show. Anything in closing?
Oh, no. Let's hopefully we saved a few runs for tomorrow. And I can tell you one thing, a couple of things I took out of that ball game tonight. I don't think either team was using any spider tack or rosin or sunscreen. And I'm not so sure those guys got checked all that much by the umpires tonight.
That is a good point, because I know that Garrett Cole gave up like six runs or something a couple weeks ago and they checked him. And it's just like one of those things like, really? You're going to check me after giving up six runs? But thanks so much, Coach, for joining us. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty, man. You take care, and great win for the Padres. Start the second half.
Absolutely. Thanks to Coach John Quintero for joining us here on the Padres postgame show. You could hear Coach and Braden from noon to 3 on 97.3 The Fan weekdays. The Padres beat the Nationals 24-8. They rack up 22 hits. Yes, they had 24 runs. That was, I did not misspeak. They scored 3 runs in the first, 7 in the second, 1 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, 6 in the sixth, 4 in the eighth, and 1 in the ninth. Only inning they did not score in tonight would be the 7th. So I was really hoping they could scratch out one run to get those every inning with a run on the board. All right, Thomas, are we going to phones? Okay, let's go to phones. Let's go to who's been holding the longest? Mario. Mario in National City has been holding the longest. What's up, Mario?
Oh, man, a great night, man. Great Padre night.
What were you thinking during tonight's game?
Well, you know what? The whole time it was all about Myers and Hosmer for me, because they're my boys. You know, besides Manny and
Tatis,
and Fernando.
Yeah,
I'm after them dudes to do good, because, you know, it seems like the fan base is quick to give up, man. I've been around since 72, and I plan on staying around until they get their back-to-back World Series rings. And I know I'm not going to get one in the mail, but at the end of the day, I'm going to stay loyal.
I love it. Thank you so much, Mario, for calling. Did you have anything else to say? I know you held for a long time. I don't want to just hurry you off the phone.
Nah, man, just keep the faithful intact. And you bandwagoners, you know, you guys continue to bandwagon. We need you guys. And warm weather fans, we need a little bit of everybody, and it doesn't matter. Just because I'm a diehard, you know, I can include them guys too a little bit. But just try to stay stronger and keep the faith.
I love that, Mario, that you said we need you bandwagon fans. I've never heard that before, but it's very refreshing. Thank you for bringing that to the postgame show. I hope you have a great night. All right, Thomas just hung up on Mario. Sorry about that, Mario. Thomas had a quick finger there. All right, let's go to Kathy. Of course Kathy's going to be here on the postgame show after a 24-8 win. What's up, Kathy?
Of course, Scoby, I'm here. I mean, what a game for you to come back from vacation to do the postgame show on.
Right? Right? I was not expecting that one. Not expecting that one.
No. But what a game. I mean, what a game. I'm so happy for Jake. I mean, who knew when we got Tommy Pham and Jake was a throw-in? Thank God. I mean, yeah, Hosmer's my guy, but thank God he got sick last year so we could actually see what Jake was going to be capable of.
It's true.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And, I mean, it was just like watching it. It's like, okay, are you kidding? We went up 3-0, and then unfortunately Paddock, you know, stumbled a little bit, but he looked better after that first inning. And then the floodgates just wide open, and watching something like that, we needed that, absolutely needed that. So this, you know, like what Mario was saying, these bandwagoner fans that I've been bitching at about Hosmer, about Myers, about everybody. I mean, Hosmer, what, 3-for-3, and then plus a walk, so he was on base 4 times.
He went 3-for-4, and he walked once. Either way, Eric Hosmer had a good night. Tommy Pham had a good night. Manny Machado had a good night. Jake Cronenworth had a good night. I could just keep saying that all the way up and down the lineup. Yeah. So, all right, thank you so much for the phone call, Kathy. We will talk to you soon.
All right, you take it easy, Scraby.
You too. Good thing Thomas didn't hang up on you, too. Sean and Chad, stay right there. We are going to have to take a break. Thomas is yelling at me to take a break. So we are going to take a break. And when we get back, we're going to take your calls, Sean and Chad. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973 on this historic night for the Padres. Jake Cronenworth hits for the third cycle in franchise history. Padres score the most runs in a single game in franchise history with 24. They play the longest 9-inning game in franchise history with 4 hours and 15 minutes. And lost in all of the shuffle, Tommy Pham scored five runs. He's the second Padre ever to do that. And then lost in another shuffle is Will Myers, who had a career-high seven RBIs with a grand slam and two home runs. And speaking of that, I don't know if you heard that in the background, but we're going to have to go to break and figure out if everything's working still, because I don't know what Thomas just did. But we will be back, so give us a call, 833-288-0973. And we're going to hear from Fam also in the post-game show. So that's all ahead. Please stick around and join in all the fun here on a Friday night on 97.3 The Fan.
What was the turning point in today's game? Let's take a listen to the Bold Play of the Game, presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. Bold, public, packed with lemonade flavor.
3-1 to Myers. Runners lead at all three stations. The pitch to Will is swung on, hit in the air. Deep to left field, way back, gonna go! A grand slam for Will Myers. Sixth of the season for the Padres. And Will with his 11th homer of the year. They get the big hit. It is 10-3 San Diego in the second inning.
Will got himself into a good hitter's count. Got the pitch he was looking for. It was the same pitch that he had fouled back a couple of pitches previously. This time he didn't miss it, though. Slam Diego in full effect.
That was our play of the game, and I know what you're thinking out there. Will Myers, grand slam on a Jake Cronenworth cycle night. Now, we're gonna give Jake plenty of his due here in the postgame show to come. Will Myers did hit the grand slam. He did drive in seven RBIs tonight, and he did set a career high with that seven RBI. He went 3-for-6 tonight. So, Will Myers, he had a couple games before the All-Star break that were looking like he was heating up, and after the All-Star break in his first game, definitely heating up with two homers and seven RBIs. That is good stuff from Will Myers. All right, let's go back out to the phones, 833-288-0973. If you are online, Sean, Chad, and Kyle, please stay right there. Let's go to our guy, Positive Sean. What's up, Positive Sean? How are we doing tonight?
We're doing good. Oh, it was such a good game after the long break. Oh, my God. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that to happen.
No, I wasn't expecting it either. What did you think when Jake Cronenworth finally hit for the cycle there in the sixth inning?
I'm like, great. That's one thing to talk about on the
Post-game show. Yeah, great. Of course. I mean, yeah. We also have Will Myers hitting two home runs.
Yeah, and this just proves it, that the Padres can hit and score runs. For everyone in the past that said, oh, Padres can't score runs, they can't hit. Well, this just proves it.
I agree with you. Thank you so much, Sean. Always very positive on the post-game show. And bringing it on the post-game show, I appreciate that, Sean. I will talk to you soon, my friend.
Thomas
is not going to hang up on you until I say goodbye. All right, next longest holding caller, Chad and Santee. Chad, what's up? What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Maddie, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
You know, I had to call in because I have the luxury and the pleasure to drive a Padres-wrapped car through Rapify. And I can't tell you how special it is to do it this season with how many records we've broken, how many special nights we've had, you know, from the, 14-inning game with Pittsburgh, multiple comebacks, the Camarena story.
No-hitter.
It's just something. Yeah, Joe. Yeah, no, Joe. It's so good. It's so good. And it's a pleasure, and I hope that I get to keep this wrap.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. So wait, so you have your car wrapped in Padres stuff?
Yeah, so on the left side of my, so it's a company called Rapify, and the San Diego Padres actually sponsor it.
Oh.
So the left side of my car is Fernando Tatis.
Okay.
The right side of my car is Blake Snell. And then my back window has the yellow and brown San Diego Padres logo.
All right.
So it's like fully wrapped all the way around the car.
So if you see that car driving around San Diego, give a friendly honk to Chad because he is having fun listening to his Padres this year.
On a regular nightly basis when I'm out driving, I get so many people flying me down. Oh, I just went to the game. It was awesome. Stuff like that. I love it. I love it. Being a San Diego fan, there's nothing better.
I love that phone call, Chad. Thank you so much for calling in. And join us in the post-game show anytime.
Thanks, Maddie. Have a good night. Stay safe.
You too. Thanks, Chad. You stay safe on the roads out there driving around in your Padres car. People are going to want a piece of you tonight, Chad, and your car. So I don't know where I was going with that. All right, Padres postgame show. 24-8 was the score tonight. Padres scored the most runs in franchise history in a single game. Moved to 54-40 on the season. Chris Paddock moves to 5-6. We still have so much to go through in the postgame show. Let's go to Kyle in San Diego. Kyle, I don't want you waiting too long. How's it going tonight, Kyle? What's on your mind?
Great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, I was just working. I just got off work a little bit ago. I was actually able to catch a little bit of the game my lunch break. And, I saw that we went up 3 runs and that Pham stole home on a double steal, and it was looking good. Was hoping that Paddock would have a stronger start to the game, but it was good that he bounced back. He didn't let that 3-run shot really get to him that much, it seemed like. And, I was hoping that we'd come out swinging, but, if you told me they were going to score 24 runs tonight, I would have called you a liar and said maybe we'd score 24.
I would have laughed right in everybody's face if they said that the Padres were going to score 24 tonight, 22 hits. Cycle in the game, 2 home runs and a grand slam in the game, all that stuff. I mean, it was pretty amazing tonight. And I do think it's funny that you were coming out of work, because at least you were able to follow along a little bit. When was the first time that you checked the score? Was it one of those things where it was like 19-8, or did you follow it throughout the beginning of the game as well?
What's great is I both have the MLB app and ESPN both kind of sync into each other.
Gotcha.
And so every time I got a score alert, it always popped up on my watch. And it's funny because, like, even when I'm watching the game from home, like, I'll get a score alert before the play even happens.
We do, too.
Yeah, right? And so it's like my phone was just blowing up. And I was like, and, you know, I got a couple of coworkers who we talk Padres baseball all day long. And so every time because I'm the only one that can really look at it. So I always tell them what's going on. And we got my buddy Gabe. He's just like, yeah, and like, you know, he's helping somebody out. I'm like a third base coach giving him signs of what the score is.
Yeah,
it's great.
Did your watch freak out tonight like everybody else's phones? Because it said at one point that the Padres had scored 5 runs on one hit, which is definitely not possible.
Yeah, I was just like kind of scratching my head. I was like, "Hey, somebody's not doing their job." Or it's like, "Oh, we scored so much, we broke it at this point."
I fully believe the Padres broke the scoring system that Major League Baseball has set up. Well, I appreciate you giving us a call, Kyle. That was a good perspective. And call back in anytime, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thank you, Kyle in San Diego. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. We are going to be here for a little bit longer, but let's go and hear from the other almost cycle player, which would be Tommy Pham. He was a triple short of the cycle tonight. If he would have had a triple, it would have been the first time in Major League Baseball history where 2 players in the same game on the same team hit for the cycle. So let's hear from Tommy Pham right now in postgame.
Let's take you inside the clubhouse and find out what the Padres have to say after today's game on the Padres Radio Network.
So I'll start with Tommy and let other people get Jake. Thanks for your time, Jake. Tommy, a big night for you, 5 runs scored. How were you able to put together such good production tonight coming off of the break?
Really, I mean, a little bit of luck. You know, my first at bat, you need those. You know, if I could get 30 more of those, it'd be a great year. Then, you know, I hit 2 balls hard and I managed to get another one. Then late in the game, the walk, that's just, you know, staying within the strike zone.
We'll let Jake keep eating. I'll do a couple more with you. Hey, the double steal for a player like you, how much do you enjoy a play like that, being able to score on that?
Oh, I loved it. The situation was perfect. You know, Mercer was playing back. And, Renee, you know, you have a catcher who's reputation of a great arm. And Hosmer, average runner. So I knew they were going to throw through. And I was ready. I was ready to take advantage of that situation. And everything happened how I played it out in my head. And, you know, I was pumped.
You were a triple away from the cycle. Did you realize that as well for yourself?
My teammates told me that, but, you know, in that situation, it's kind of tough because with us being up so much, you know, if I hit a ball in a gap, it, you know, it has to be kind of 100%, you know, you don't really want to show up the other team, you know, you want to play the game respectfully.
Hey, for you, you've been trying to get your body back on track. How was the break for you? I mean, you seem, you know, pretty on track tonight. How was the break for you and how are you feeling?
Just the grind. I'm not 100%, but, you know, I'm working my way to 100%. And in the meantime, I'm just trying to find ways to be productive to help the team win.
Tommy, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll go to Kevin Acey.
Tommy, with the way the season started, do you feel like you might be owed 30 more of those singles?
I don't know about 30, you know, maybe 15. But this game, you just have to keep hitting the ball hard. You know, good things happen when you hit the ball hard.
You were talking about playing the game respectfully, and you guys were just – there's nothing you could do. You just kept scoring. There was a point you went first to third, and Jace talked to you for a long time and was actually complimenting you on how hard that you were playing and that's the way he wants to play, which is interesting up that much. I mean, just can you just talk about that, having the mentality that you guys have that you're never going to let up?
Yeah, in that situation, we're up a ton – and that's a ball where, you know, I get in the third easy. You know, in that situation, a lot of guys would just pull up at second. But, you know, you just always have to play the game the right way. You know, if you could get to third with ease, you have to go first to third there.
That was Tommy Pham post-game. And he was wearing a fancy shirt in postgame. Let's just say that. I loved his shirt. I could not pull off the shirt, but I did love the shirt. So that was Tommy Pham postgame. We're going to hear from Jake Cronenworth in a little bit. But right now, the Padres, I don't even know how many home runs they hit. So let's find out.
Which Padre went deep tonight? Let's take a look at the Padres' home run tally. Brought to you by the Gomez Firm on the Padres Radio Network.
3-1 to Myers. Runners lead at all three stations. The pitch to Will is swung on, hit in the air. Deep to left field. Way back. Gonna go! A grand slam for Will Myers. Sixth of the season for the Padres. And Will with his 11th homer of the year. They get the big hit. It is 10-3 San Diego in the second inning.
Will got himself into a good hitter's count. Got the pitch he was looking for. It was the same pitch that he had fouled back a couple of pitches previously. This time he didn't miss it, though. Slam Diego in full effect.
Lefty-lefty with Jake Cronenworth at the plate. Swings at the first pitch and just launches one out to deep right field. Soto going back, looking up, gonna go. Oh, boy. It is my duty to report that Jake Cronenworth is a single shy of the cycle. He has doubled, he has tripled, and he has now homered. And the Padres have scored in each of the first five innings. It is 13-4 San Diego. Here's the 2-1. Pham with a big swing. Sends it in the air. Straightaway center field to deep. Parr going back. He is at the wall. Looking up. Gonna go! Padres have scored in all six innings of this game. And Tommy Pham has scored for the fourth time today. 14-4 here in the sixth. Home run number 10 for Tommy Pham, who has also doubled and singled. About it. Myers hits this one in the air, deep down the right field line. Soto back to the corner, looking up, gonna go! A two-run shot for Will Myers. That pairs very nicely with the second inning grand slam. Will with his second of the night and his 12th of the season. A two-run shot. It is 16-4 here in the sixth. Home run derby has come back to Nationals Park. That one is hit really well by Jorge Mateo to deep left field. Why not another home run for Mateo? 24-8 in the ninth inning. Fifth home run of the night for the Padres.
That was the home run tally tonight. And as you heard Jesse Agler say, that was the fifth home run of the night for the Padres. They are now at 11th in Major League Baseball with 115 home runs hit on the season. They are behind the Giants by 100, or the Giants have 135, so the Padres are only trailing them by 20. The Toronto Blue Jays are also at 135. By the way, Vlad Jr. hit two home runs tonight to get to 30. So Vlad Jr. is getting a little bit of a head start on that home run race with his friend Fernando Tatis Jr. So 115 home runs on the season for the Padres. When we get back, we are going to hear from Jake Cronenworth. We are going to hear from Jace Tingler, and we are going to go over a little bit more of what happened tonight in the game. We're going to hear all of the calls from Jesse Agler and Bob Scanlon for the cycle, Jake Cronenworth's cycle. We're going to hear that on the other side, so stick around. There's still a lot to go here on the post-game show. I'm Matt Scraby. This is 97.3 The Fan, and the Padres win 24-8. They score the most runs in franchise history in a single game with 24. They are now 54 wins and 40 losses on the season. Chris Paddock gets the win 5-6. Eric Fetty takes the loss 4-7. They score 24 runs on 22 hits. They had no errors. The Washington Nationals, I almost called them the Washington football team. The Washington Nationals scored 8 runs on 12 hits. They did commit 3 errors. By the way, the Padres also were 12 for 23 as a team with runners in scoring position. So everything working for the Padres tonight. We'll be back here in about 3 minutes, and we'll hear Jake Cronenworth cycle. We'll hear the interview from earlier in the postgame show, and we'll hear from manager Jace Tingler. I'm Matt Scraby. This is 97.3 The Fan.
Which player had the biggest impact on today's game? Let's take a look at the player of the game. Presented by Value Casino and Hotel, San Diego's favorite casino and dining.
Here's the 2-2 to Cronenworth, and that is down the left field line for a base hit. Harrison had it played well, but kind of slips as he went to pick it up. A couple of runs are going to come in and score. Padres get a pair here in the top of the second inning, thanks in part at least to Josh Harrison losing his footing down the left field line. Cronenworth ends up at second base as Caratini and Grisham cross the plate, and the Padres are back in front 5-3.
And I think they'll hear it, listen to anybody.
Well, one pitch is a hung curveball ripped down the right field line and just fair headed towards the corner. Tatis is on his way to third. He's being waved. Fernando's on his way home. He will score without a throw. And Jake Cronenworth all the way around to third base with an RBI triple. 11-3 Padres in the third. And now cycle watch is on for Jake Cronenworth. Lefty-lefty with Jake Cronenworth at the plate. Swings at the first pitch and just launches one out to deep right field. Soto going back. Looking up. Going to go. Oh, boy. It is my duty to report that Jake Cronenworth is a single shy of the cycle. He has doubled, he has tripled, and he has now homered. And the Padres have scored in each of the first 5 innings. It is 13-4 San Diego. Nothing going on Cronenworth, who I'm sure has the scouting report. Looking for a base hit to write himself into the history books. And a slow ground ball left side. That's going to get it done. Scooped up against the shift by Escobar. And an infield single for Jake Cronenworth. The third cycle in Padre history. And in the nation's capital tonight, Jake rakes.
And Jake did rake. Thank you to Jesse Agler for those calls. Those were all fantastic calls. And Jake Cronenworth, obviously our player of the game after hitting for the third cycle in Padres history. He finished it up with the easiest of them to get, the single. So he got all the hard stuff out of the way. I think at that point he would have bunted for a cycle if he needed to. But we did talk to him in the early part of the postgame show. And I believe, is that where we're going right now? Let's go back to the interview that we had with Jake Cronenworth to start the postgame show. Cronenworth, first off, Jake, this has been an amazing week for you. You were selected to your first All-Star game, and now you have hit for the third cycle in Padres history. Can you even put this week into words?
No, it's been a pretty special week, and yeah, I guess I couldn't have started it off a better way.
Yeah, I know that Annie Halbrin just told you you're in the company of Joe DiMaggio and Brooks Robinson, so that has to feel amazing. You had tonight, you had all the difficult things, the triple, the double, the homer. All you needed was that single. What was going through your mind with a single to go when you stepped in the box?
Somehow find a way to put a ball in play and hopefully it falls somewhere.
Absolutely. I mean, I put up on my Twitter, like, what is he going to do? Is he going to bloop? Is he going to get a liner? Is he going to get a grounder through the side? And you got an infield single, but the third cycle in Padres history. What can you say about the team win tonight, scoring 24 runs, coming out of the All-Star break hot? What can you say about your team?
Yeah, it seemed like 1-9, everybody was having quality at-bats, and we'll kind of start it off with that grand slam, and it felt like things just started rolling after that.
All right. Jake Cronenworth joining us with us here on the Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan. Last one for me, Jake. I know that Will Myers has the other cycle, or he has one of the other cycles in Padres history. He's in the dugout with you. Did he give you any advice when you were heading up to the plate in the sixth?
No. After I got it, I just told him I was trying to be like him. So.
Well, appreciate. I know you're very busy, Jake, and appreciate you joining us here on the Padres postgame show after an amazing night for you and your team. So go enjoy it with your team, and we'll be catching up with you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And that was the man of the night, Jake Cronenworth, here with us on the postgame show earlier on in the postgame show. I'm not going to lie, everybody. I was a little nervous. Not going to lie there. Very nervous because, you know, I've been doing this radio thing for a little bit now, but this is my, you know, first big post-game night with something historical that happened. So I appreciate Adam Klug giving me the opportunity to do it tonight. But I was just happy to talk to Jake Cronenworth. He was good enough to take a couple minutes out of his busy night to join us here on the post-game because he went immediately from TV. He went to calling us. And then he went to the Padres postgame conference. And then I'm sure he's doing MLB Network right now. I'm sure he's doing a lot of things right now. So not to mention that he came from the All-Star game earlier in the week. So his head has to be swimming. But appreciate him for joining us on the postgame show. Now, we still need to hear from the manager. Lost in all of that was Jace Tingler. He did speak to the media. So let's find out what he said.
Let's take a trip down to the Padres clubhouse and hear from the manager, Jace Tingler. Presented by Sin Lee Food. Find your next cooking adventure at Sin Lee Food. 4665 El Cajon Boulevard, the Cook's Asian Resource.
Well, Jace Tingler was asked if tonight's performance could be a tone setter for the second half. And if so, how can he make sure that happens?
We repeat it tomorrow. We go out and play good baseball tomorrow, and then we do it the next day and keep stacking days. So, you know, like I said, we've got our eyes set on this second half, but right now we've got our eyes set on tomorrow. And if we're to shrink it a little bit more, we want to have a very good road trip. We got a lot of things we need to do. We know we haven't been great on the road. And so we got a chance to win the series tomorrow, and that's where our focus is going to be. So we're not going to get too big ahead on anything. We're going to come out and play good baseball tomorrow.
Jace Tingler was also asked what was behind tonight's offensive outburst.
As just relentless up and down the lineup, I've seen our crew, the discipline in the zone, just the grinding ability, making them come to the zone, laying off pitches out of the zone. That for an extended period of time, that was as nasty as I've seen our group.
Jace Tingler, he has to be a proud papa tonight of his team because he had a good one tonight. He was also asked his thoughts on Jake Cronenworth hitting for the cycle.
You know, once we kind of got the lead expanded a little bit, you know, I was thinking about, you know, who are some of the guys we need to get off. I immediately kind of thought to the guys that played in the All-Star game, just doing everything we can. At the same time, we knew Jake was – you know, just a single away from the cycle, and I'm glad he did it then because then we were able to get him out of the game there.
That is important. We were talking about that here in studio. Like, what do they do with Jake Cronenworth if he doesn't get... Because we saw Tommy Pham stay in the game quite a bit, and I don't know if that was just because they had no more bench players left or if they're trying to get him that triple to get the cycle, which would have been the first time in Major League Baseball history to have two players hit for the cycle in the same game on the same team. But it would have been interesting to see what Jace Tingler did, and I'm sure a lot of it would have been conversation with Jake Cronenworth as to what he wanted to do. And I can guarantee you he wanted to stay in the game. But good thing for him, he got it done, and they didn't need to worry about that. Last thing from Jace Tingler in the press conference, he was asked what it's been like watching Jake Cronenworth excel the way he has.
watching it for a while, and he just continues to grow. He just continues to develop. He's very comfortable in his skin. And it's just fun watching him, you know, work and play every day. It's fun watching his teammates react to him. And, you know, he's developing into, you know, one of the better players in the league. And he hadn't stopped growing. He hadn't stopped developing. And that's exactly what we want to see.
So Jace Tingler with the media tonight after that big win, 24-8. Padres over the Nationals. The tweet from the Washington Nationals to end the game was hilarious. They said, "This tweet marks the conclusion of tonight's baseball game. Final Nats 8, Padres more than that." And if you want to go see some hilarious responses, you go into that tweet and look at all the replies. Like one of them I'm just looking right here is just, I can't say that on the radio, never mind. I'm just not going to say that. Go check it out yourself. All right, let's go to break. We still have a few things to do here in the post-game show. We're going to hear we're going to find out who the relief pitcher of the game is. We're going to hear about who is pitching tomorrow. And we also, I believe, we're going to go through a quick out-of-town scoreboard, update you on what happened with the games tonight. So that's all next. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres post-game show after a 24-8 win over the Nationals on 97.3 The Fan.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
Our relief pitcher of the game tonight is James Norwood. He closed it out, two innings pitched. I know you're probably thinking, what are you talking about? But James Norwood ate two very important innings for the Padres bullpen. It's going to keep them off the field tonight. And Miguel Diaz, he struggled tonight, so they brought in Nabil Crismat. And it was looking like they were going to have to use a couple more pitchers than they did, but they only ended up using three relief pitchers. James Norwood, two innings, gave up four hits, no runs, walked one, but he struck out two, so no damage done on his watch. So we're going to pick him as the relief pitcher of the game. All right, a lot happened around Major League Baseball. We need to tell you, with the Padres winning so big tonight, kind of lost sight of what's happening in the standings. So let's figure all that out right now.
It's time to check the scores around the big leagues with the Out of Town Scoreboard. Brought to you by OG's, your headquarters for all games, with seven convenient locations in San Diego.
We told you earlier the Marlins and the Phillies started off their second half with a doubleheader. The Phillies won the first game 5-2 over the Marlins, and the second game was won by the Marlins 7-0. So that is how that went. They split today. Pirates beat the Mets 4-1 in Pittsburgh. Marcus Stroman takes the loss. He moves to 6-8, 2.79 ERA on the season. Richard Rodriguez picks up his 13th save of the year for the Pirates. The Red Sox beat the Yankees in Yankee Stadium 4-0 tonight. That puts the Yankees at 46-44 on the season. Now the Red Sox are 56-36. I seem to remember people panicking a little bit in the beginning of the year, but they have completely turned that around. The Rangers lost to the Blue Jays 10-2 tonight in Buffalo. Big news for the Blue Jays, though. They are going to be heading back to Toronto on July 30th to play their first game in Toronto at home, at their real home, since 2019. So that is pretty cool. Vlad Jr. hit two home runs tonight. He's at 30 on the season. So the home run race has started back up between him and Fernando Tatis Jr. The Brewers extended their NL Central lead with a win over the Reds 11-6. Amir Garrett takes a loss for the Reds. The Rays and the Braves played tonight in extras. The Rays edged out the Braves 7-6 in Atlanta in 10 innings. Matt Whistler, former Padre alert, he gets the win for the Rays. He moves to 2-3 on the season. The Orioles lost to the Royals in Kansas City 9-2. The Astros beat the White Sox 7-1 in Chicago. And the Giants just can't catch a break with the Giants. They win tonight over the Cardinals in St. Louis 7-2. Giants are 58-32 on the year. You know, I was listening to some radio over the All-Star break on my vacation, and someone was saying, "I can't wait for the Giants to prove to us who they are." I think this is who they are, because they've definitely done it more than a team that's just, you know, on a hot streak. So the Giants beat the Cardinals, and the Padres can't gain anything on them tonight. They can't gain anything on the Dodgers either. Dodgers were in Colorado. They beat the Rockies 10-4. The A's and the Indians just ended right now on a walk-off by Jed Lowry. The A's win 5-4 over the Indians in Oakland. And there was two games postponed today, the Twins and the Tigers. They were supposed to do a doubleheader, but both of those games were rained out. So that is insane. They're making up games from a rain out. Then they have a doubleheader to make up those games, and then that doubleheader gets rained out. So good luck to the schedulers. Right now, going on in baseball, the Mariners are up on the Angels in the bottom of the ninth inning, 6-5, the Mariners lead. So they have two outs. They're down to their last batter. The Cubs are beating the Diamondbacks in Arizona in the bottom of the ninth, 5-1. And that's it. All the other games are final. So nothing the Padres can do about gaining in the standings over the Giants and the Dodgers tonight. Both teams win. So that is unfortunate. But Padres still scored 24 runs. The Nationals scored 8 runs. And the Padres set a record for most runs scored in a game in their franchise history. They've also set a record for longest game in franchise history, longest 9-inning game at 4 hours and 15 minutes. Let me go back to my record section over here in my notes because there's so many of them, and I'm not kidding. The Padres, I already told you about that, and their run scoring. Jake Cronenworth is the third player to appear in an All-Star game and then hit for the cycle in their first game after the All-Star break, joining Joe DiMaggio, who did it in 1937, and Brooks Robinson, who did it in 1960. So the last time this happened was 61 years ago. That's what I love about baseball stats. Speaking of Will Myers, he was another guy who hit the hit for the cycle for the Padres. He had a career-high 7 RBIs tonight in a grand slam, and Tommy Pham was just a triple away from the cycle. And according to Jesse Agler, Pham is also just the second Padre ever to score 5 runs in a game. This game was interesting to start, but it was really fun as it went along. The Padres scored 3 runs in the first, 7 runs in the second, 1 run in the third, 1 run in the fourth, 1 run in the fifth, 6 runs in the sixth, no runs in the seventh, which is a bummer because they could have put runs across the board, 4 runs in the eighth, and 1 run in the ninth. I don't know if you've ever heard about this before, but people say that you could put together a social security number when a team does that, when they score across the board. It's called like the social security number because there's 9 scores. So I think that was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Chris Paddock gets the win, 5-6. He goes 5 innings. He gives up 4 runs. He strikes out 2. He threw 80 pitches, and I got to give it to Chris Paddock. He turned it around. You know, he came out the gate with a 3-run lead in the bottom of the first. Juan Soto tied it up with a 3-3 with a 3-run home run. I'm sorry. I have so many numbers swimming around in my head, I have no idea what I'm trying to say right now. He tied it up with a 3-run home run in the first, but after that, Chris Paddock was pretty lights out. I mean, he did give up 1 more run, but it doesn't matter because the Padres ended up winning the game, and they won the game big 24-8. And here is another trivia question. The player who drove in the record-setting run for the Padres tonight will be Brian O'Grady. We will be asking that on Chris vs. the Fans in the near future. So if anybody's listening that listens to the show, you will get that right. All right. I think that's it for tonight's game. Tomorrow's game is going to be a good one. We're going to see Blake Snell for the first time in a long time. The last time he started was on July 2nd. Or no, that was, sorry. The last time he started was on July 4th against the Phillies. He went 4 innings, gave up no runs, but he walked 4 and he struck out 3. And that was when he still didn't have his strength too much. So he is going to be back, and he is taking on Patrick Corbin, who is 6-7 on the year with a 5.40 ERA. He last started against the Padres on July 7th, and he went 6 innings. He gave up 2 runs, and the Nationals got the win in that one. So that's what's happening tomorrow. That game starts at 7:05 Eastern Time, 4:05 Pacific. Pre-game starts at 3:05. I'll be on the pregame with you tomorrow at 3:05 p.m. So appreciate everyone who tuned in tonight. Appreciate everyone who interacted on Twitter, and appreciate everyone who gave me all those cool facts on Twitter as well. I hope I used them correctly. So that's it for the Padres postgame show. I'm Matt Scraby. Thank you to Thomas Andrews. Thank you to Adam Klug. Thank you to Dave Marcus. Thank you to Jesse Agler. Thank you to Bob Scanlon. Thank you to Karen Cerulli. Thank you to Jake Cronenworth. Thank you to Will Myers. Again, I forgot, Jake Cronenworth hitting for the cycle. I mean, how could I not say that before we log off? Jake Cronenworth, third player in Padres history to hit for the cycle, and he will go to sleep very happy tonight. All right, we'll be putting this podcast up here shortly, so if you want to hear everything from the postgame show, make sure you go to 973thefansd.com, go to the podcast section, and you will see that The Fan has podcasts. All right, that's it. Thank you so much, Thomas. Thomas, are you ready? Are you ready? All right, all right. Join me tomorrow, 3:05 p.m., 973 The Fan.
Thanks for joining us for today's game. For all the latest news on the Friars, stay tuned to your home of the San Diego Padres, 97.3 The Fan, and the Padres Radio Network.